Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
I'll be sitting down with some phenomenal women to discuss love.
I believe we grew distant out of love of some type, like, yeah. I don't want to hurt you.
Loss.
Really don't know what's going to trigger that feeling of grief in any moment.
And a topic very important to my work, self-care.
Freedom is self-care. It's not about pedicures. It's not about clothing. It's not about trips.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Today on the show, we have Nikisha Riley. She is a wellness advocate, mother, and newly divorced woman finding her way through life and a new city. I'm really excited to talk to Nikisha about this transition as she stands in being single and moves through the different ebbs and flows of this journey. Here is Nikisha's story. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Nikisha, I'm so glad we're able to do this. This is great. Just
finally,
right? just for a disclaimer, guys listening, girls listening, folks listening, we had our conversation recorded a few weeks ago and then it got accidentally erased because technology is wonky sometimes. And I took that as a sign as, oh, well, I think that we should be diving into a different part of Nikisha's story. So I have a feeling this is going to work out perfectly. So before we start, Nikisha, let everybody know who you are and what you do.
Oh my God. This is like always the cheesy part, you know? Okay. So, but you know, it's cool because it reminds me of when I was younger when they're like, okay, tell everybody about yourself, Nikisha. So I am an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm a holistic social media influencer, and
a woman in the throes of self-discovery, I feel like.
Oh my God. constant, and usually when it happens fast and a lot at once. It's like extreme for me when I go through changes.
The last time we talked, you were transitioning out of a marriage, sending your son off to play soccer in Spain, and preparing to move to California. So basically starting your life kind of all over again. And I want to talk to you about how that transition has unfolded in your life and what you've been learning about yourself as an individual and no longer a wife or as hands-on mom, right? So as our kids grow, we kind of have to relinquish some of that hands-on-ness. So how has that been for you?
Oh, man, it has been challenging, but this is actually the first time in my life where I'm learning to enjoy the challenges. Because it's like now I see that when life throws challenges at you, if you deal with it in a positive way, you can use it to make yourself more resilient and stronger. And oh, look at Oprah's story. Without her story. So now I welcome the challenges. And it's been a crazy transition. It's been unearthing things in me that I didn't realize still needed healing. I mean, well, I had my son really young. You were a young mom too,
yeah,
as I was.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been with me, you know, for 18 years, and now I'm on my own. And then I was married and with the same guy for almost 10 years, and we had a house together in Austin. So just going through all these transitions, I'm like stripped down to like nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm alone. It's just me, myself, and I. And it's exciting because now I feel like I'm able to handle whatever healing that's coming up. So I realize that I might have, you know, some attachment issues, you know, from not having my father around growing up and like not having, you know, close bonds with my mom and just all these things that I'm looking at now that I'm alone, just to make sure that if I have those moments of like, man, I feel lonely,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to make my source other people.
Mm.
Now I'm forced to source that love and that attention and that connection that I crave because of like my messed up past from myself.
Yeah.
So it's been really challenging, but also empowering at the same time, because I feel like I'm ready for it. So I take it as a positive thing, but sometimes I feel like I'm going little guy crazy, and then I'm just like, forget men, forget humans on the whole, everybody's messed up, like,
yeah.
None of us know what we're doing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're all just out here trying to figure it out.
And I just, you know, I'm really excited to be talking to you about this because, I mean, our first conversation that we had that got lost was a good conversation. But I feel like now, since you've been in California for a while and you are by yourself, you don't, like, the story is just different. And the feel that comes with, I have to figure out how to love myself by myself. You know, like, as young moms, I had Charlie when I was 18. Like, she's grown up with me. And now, you know, being married and then having another baby, like, I've never been by myself. I've never been able to experience just how Alex moves through the world as an adult. And, you know, I mean, I chose this life. I chose to be married. I chose to have more children, and I'm happy with the choice that I made. But I do sometimes sit back and think, I've never been by myself. And I think that's why I enjoy my quiet time as a form of my self-care, because that's the only time that I'm by myself is when my husband and the girls leave. Other than that, it's just me, and I've had to grow up in front of another person. So seeing you on the other side of this and, you know, having a grown son and also transitioning out of a marriage into a new city, it's really beautiful to be able to see how far you've come from what you've shared on social media. And just, I want to talk a little more about what it was like for you to leave Austin, to leave everything behind and start over from scratch in California. How has that been for you?
Okay. I'm not even going fake the funk, because I don't do the fake phony stuff. Honestly, it wasn't hard for me to move on from Austin. I think I moved on from Austin a few years ago in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I had to get real with myself and like what I really wanted. So basically, another thing that I'm learning is to be okay with desiring something and getting what I desire. I shut a lot of that side of me, that part of myself down. Also too, because I was just like a hardcore Christian when I was married, which I'm not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And also too, you know, being in social media, everybody thinks, you know, I had this girl, she was like, you share everything on social media. I was like, no, I don't. I said, I'm very, like, I share vulnerable moments, but I don't share everything. So So it's kind of scary to think that people who follow you, that a lot of them think that you share everything. Mm-hmm. So they think they know your whole life. And so there's like a lot of opinions and judgment and projection that happen. Like, I found a gossip thread about me talking about my divorce, and like, I'm in Cali now. Looks like she's partying, smoking weed, and they're talking about my son's girlfriend. And I'm like, this is disgusting, and this is hurtful.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm learning to navigate through it, because these people, right, that follow me, I'm so grateful for my community, but these people that are the judgmental trolls that throw the shade, it's just like they're seeing another side of me and they think it's new. And I'm mm-hmm. like, this isn't new. Like, I've always been like this. I just never shared it. And, you know, I wasn't tapped into it really, you know, during the point of living in Austin, being married and
right.
and owning a house and being, you know, a Christian, a woman of God, a Christian woman. That's just not the space I was in. So now people are seeing this new side of me. I'm getting a lot of judgment, but I'm realizing, like, no, Nikisha, you have to do you. Like, this is who you are. Like, you're not going to be able to please everybody. Please yourself for once. Go please yourself. So, like, that's been another thing that's been unearthed in me, is like, okay, where are the areas in your life, Nikisha, where you still care about what people think? You know, I feel like I'm getting tested so hard on so many different areas, but like, I see it really clearly now, and I'm able to approach it from where I'm like, okay, I could get a lesson from this. This didn't turn out right.
Right, right.
Because the dating scene has been pretty bad. You know, since I've been divorced.
Yeah.
You know, and I get lonely. So I wouldn't say lonely, but you know, I'm a woman with needs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like,
and I'm coming out of a marriage where I'm used to having someone with me all the time.
Right.
And then having my son with me all the time. So I'm used to like taking care of
everyone
and mm-hmm. like running a household, and there's things that I miss about that. But then, you know, for me, that's part of my meditation throughout the day, is like reminding myself that my singleness is a beautiful space to be in, and to look at what's positive about that space and where can I strengthen myself and like love myself more and grow more without, yeah, looking for it in other people, whether it's my son or my girlfriends or my guy friends or like some guy I'm seeing.
Right.
That
right.
It needs to come from myself.
Right.
Because there's a lot of screwed up people out there who promise you the world and act like they're going to be genuine. And, oh, girl.
It's a lot. I recently started wearing a new bra by Third Love, and I absolutely adore it. Did you know that breast shape matters when you're finding a good fit? I didn't. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. I found the Fit Finder quiz really helpful when I was picking out my Third Love bra. I didn't know I was wearing the wrong size for so long. I think what's really awesome about this is that over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually a pretty fun experience. I answered a few simple questions and I found my perfect fit in about 60 seconds. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, which is more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. Not only that, but Third Love is convenient. You can skip the trip to the mall, find your fit with their online fit finder, order, try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. What really sold me on Third Love was the 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Fit stylists are available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. What's not to love? Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone.
So right now, they're offering Hey Girl listeners 15% off of your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/heygirl to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/heygirl for 15% off today.
I know that a lot of the stuff that's probably coming up for you now being on your own, even though it's so funny, like we're grown women and it's like to say being on your own, like that is so like that's big, like that's big. It's major and it's so pivotal to the growth that's going to continue to happen. And it's interesting because I don't believe that we're put on this earth to journey alone, right? But I do think that there are going to be moments in the journey where we have to walk it by ourselves. And I think that the fact that you're able to acknowledge that, yes, you have needs and yes, you have these certain desires and yes, you're in a new place and you want to kind of find your footing and fit in the new place that you're at, not in a conforming way, but just like, I want to make a new place my home, right? It takes so much unlearning of the past.
Yeah.
To even step into the new blooming season. So
yeah,
I read something on your social media that really struck a chord with me, and just like you were laying on the beach, it was or white sands. It was absolutely gorgeous, and you were explaining just where you were emotionally. I want to talk about the duality of being who you are now and also stepping into who you were before, because you've said on social too, like, this side of me isn't new. It just wasn't out in the open. And granted, it shouldn't have been, because you were a wife and, you know, like there's just certain things that we don't do as wives.
Exactly.
And I don't think anybody really like understands that, like when you honor the person you're with and you honor your bond, like there's just certain things you're not going to be doing. And now you are a single woman able to step into this newfound freedom. And I want to talk about that a little bit, the duality of it, you know, leaving behind that Christian wife thing. I saw you kind of evolved out of that and then stepping into, you know, being free in your own way without worrying about judgment, because people are going to judge regardless.
Yeah. Well, girl, I'm all about embracing it and helping other people embrace their duality, because I don't know where this whole monolith thing came from, but yeah, it's like when people put you on a pedestal, they just want you to do what they want you to do. And the minute you do anything outside of that, it's a problem. It's like, oh, why is she doing that? I don't understand. I don't. It's like, it's not for you. That's why it's for me.
Right.
So and that's what I find very empowering now, because I had to ask myself, like, yeah, Nikisha, like, why are you caring? Like, if this is what you want to do, or like, this is what you want to share, or this is what's making you happy and this is where you're at, like, just be there.
Just be there.
You know, I don't have to explain myself to anybody. I don't have to feel ashamed or guilty, because I think there's a lot of guilt and shame around women, especially as mothers, especially as Black mothers, around being a sexy, carefree Black woman. You know, there's so many horrible stereotypes. It's like, you can't be smart and you can't be ratchet and you can't be classy and you can only be one thing. And it's like, I'm so many different things, and I'm tired of like shutting down parts of myself or hiding parts of myself to make other people feel comfortable, because that does jack shit for me.
Right.
And it doesn't do a service for anybody else, because I do feel like we're all here for a reason. And if we're not telling our story, like our story, we're not going to be of service to anybody.
Right.
And that's what I'm passionate about, is like living out my passions while servicing other people, you know, servicing my Black community, servicing the youth. So it's like, if I can't do that, then there's no point. And that's exactly where I'm at. I'm like, look, I'm classy, I'm ratchet, I'm holistic. And part of being holistic is sometimes you go out and, you know, maybe get drunk with your friends one night and dance till 5 in the morning, you know?
Right.
And then maybe another time it's you sitting on your balcony reading a book for a whole day, you know, smoking a joint or whatever, drinking green tea or coffee. It's just, to me, it's all taking care of yourself. And I'm just trying to teach people not to care about what other people think as far as how they're choosing to take care of themselves mm-hmm. on a holistic level, mm-hmm. because that's what I'm doing. I'm living my best life.
Well, you sound good, and it's been a real pleasure to be able to see, you know, just how you've been moving through this. And I really appreciate when, you know, you get certain comments or feedback on social media, and like people just being nosy about like, why are you divorced? And just these questions that are so just not anyone's business.
And they assume that he cheated.
Right?
No, he didn't
I
cheat.
Saw
He's
that.
A great man.
I saw
people
that.
Get divorced for so many,
so many
reasons.
Different.
It's
right.
Not always cheating.
Right.
Like,
and I like that you've been able to honor, like, just having some boundaries around what you're willing to share and what you're not. Because sometimes when we do give the little extra mile, people always expect to like run a marathon with you, and that's just not how it works. So I'm just congratulating you on moving through this in a way that makes you feel good. So before we wrap up, I want you to give some words to your younger self or to your evolving self, because you've been through a lot over the past 18 years. So if you could tell yourself something before you stepped into this new threshold, if you could tell yourself something, what would that be?
Like I said, when we first tried to record this podcast, is just having proper boundaries. I wasn't raised with the tools in my toolbox mm-hmm. to know how to have boundaries. And to me, that's everything, especially when you come from trauma and abuse like I have. You have an issue with boundaries, and that seeps over into how you allow people to treat you. I've allowed adults to like bully me and mistreat me because I was so used to that as a child and as a teenager, like just being abused and bullied. So just boundaries, they're just so huge. Like, it's how you tell others what you need, and it's speaking on behalf of ourselves to make sure that we're protecting and taking care of ourselves. Mm. And it's us being able to tell other people when they're acting in a way that's not acceptable to us. And we need to be able to express when something is too much or not feeling right.
Yeah.
So just, I've learned that now. I've learned, like, sometimes you might have to hurt some people's feelings and say, like, no, yeah, that's not, I'm not comfortable with that. Or, you know, I don't agree with that. Because I'm like such a people pleaser, and I don't like hurting people's feelings, and like, you know, I just want to love on people. But I realize that's not the world, Alex.
Yeah.
People take advantage of people like me. So I'm just like, no, boundaries. So if I could tell the younger Nikisha, like, I would teach her how to have boundaries, because that's everything. That's your self-love right there. Without boundaries, you're not loving yourself. You're not taking care of yourself. You're kind of letting the world and people do what they want with you. And that is not love.
I think that's a great way to end. The Hey Girl podcast is a member of The District Productive, produced by Paul, Woody Woodhall, and me, Alex L. Music by DC's own Kokai.